I also notice a couple of comments there in relation to Radius Housing and the story that you may have seen last night on the news, indeed, where tar block residents will be moved from that tar block in South Belfast. And indeed, they'll be looking for new homes in the short term. At least a total of 60 people, many elderly and vulnerable, living in Block B of Russell Court, being moved out of the flats within the next 4 weeks. Let me speak to John, who's from Radius Housing, the CEO, John McLean. John, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
John, this is an upheaval. When we saw the residents speak last night on UTV Live, they, you know, I don't want to overstate it, but they were incredibly disappointed.
Right, this is a massive upheaval, and we were acutely aware that this would come as a very distressing time for the residents of Block B in the Russell Court Apartments. On the day of the event, I think I'd said yesterday in the news, we assigned nearly 60 staff to try and support the tenants and to make sure from the first instance that they got the information, you know, first of all from a person rather than from a letter where that was possible. And we had 60 staff delegated into various operations, meeting with the residents, bringing them down, supporting them, with people on the ground from the housing executive helping in terms of the homeless assessments. We had members of the fire service in attendance to give reassurance, and we had our partners Housing Rights, our advocates there, to give them, again, independent advice at this very difficult time.
So what's the next step for these people? They've got the 4 weeks, but will they be out for a period of time, then automatically getting back, or is it difficult to say that?
No, Frank, the nature of this situation is that there will not be a return to apartment Block B, Russell Court. So serious are the concerns that what we've put in place is a set of special measures which will ensure their safety in that intervening period while we do this, what we call a managed vacation of the building. We put in place a fire marshal service which will provide 24-hour coverage in the event of an incident. We can direct the emergency service as quickly as possible to the point. We've also upgraded the sounders within the building in the process of upgrading the sounders to the building to ensure that they would be aware of an alarm going off. And we've reminded all our residents within the building that this is an evacuation first building in the event of a fire alarm being sounded. So the focus at this point is actually in directing those people to our partners in the housing executive that we can complete the assessments and we can start to look at rehousing options in their areas of choice as quickly as possible.
So you're going to demolish the building?
In time, we will look at we're going to carry out a full feasibility of the site. You can imagine our focus is not on that at the moment. We're obviously, our focus is on the people and those people that are being, are having to move out from Russell Court apartment Block B.
And when that was a hotel all those years ago, was it just a fire waiting to happen?
No, I think this is an example of the whole taking into consideration the complexity of the building. You have to consider its changes of function over its lifetime. There are certain aspects that are inherent in the original construction, but since that time there have been many modifications and changes in the building, and these, as I say, have created risks that we took into consideration from having reviewed the draft findings from the engineers. And when we considered those risks, we knew there was only one decision, that was to do a vacation of the building. And with the extra measures we put in place, we've been able to extend that over the 28 days.
Have you serious concerns about the future comfort of all of these residents, the availability of a location for them?
Absolutely. I mean, the safety and security of our residents comes first, and then comes their wishes in terms of where they want to live. And that's what our business is about, right? We're about helping people to forget the location that best suits their needs. So our energies at the moment are being put into how can we best assist the people in terms of their choice. We have a number of properties within South Belfast which were with minor repairs in a state of voidness, and we are actually bringing them back into action as quickly as possible. And we would hope to meet some of that need. But right across South Belfast, we'll be looking at every opportunity to give these people their first choice where that is possible. Some people have expressed an interest to maybe move further afield, And again, we'll be helping in that as well, as best we can.
It's certainly a challenging time for the people, but safety is ultimately the most important thing. John, thanks very much for your time this morning. John McLean, the CEO of Radius
Thank
Housing.
Thank you, Frank.
In a moment, I'm going to be speaking to, indeed, a senior fire officer, Jeff Somerville, who may be available to speak to us at the moment. Indeed, I think he is. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
How worried, how concerned were you and your fellow professionals about that tower block in Belfast?
Well, I think it's very important to emphasise, Frank, that our crews are extremely highly trained in terms of attending a fire at the incident at the Russell Court. And we dealt very effectively with a significant fire only 4 years ago in the property. So from my perspective, my focus, of course, is on the safety of the residents. And what we have done since then is provided 2 fire officers to provide additional advice. And we have carried out an exercise to test and rehearse your procedures in the event of a fire. And from that perspective, I'm confident that the risk and the other measures set in place by the Housing Executive have been reduced by the measures set in place since this decision has been taken.
So you're happy over the next month people are safe, but you would be fully supportive of the building being vacated?
I am supportive of that, Frank. Just the degree of upgrades required to the building means that those could not be carried out while residents are still in their flats. And a series of measures have been set in place over the next period to ensure that the risk has been significantly reduced. And I'll really just outline some of those. Those include enhancements to the fire alarm system, provision of a 24/7 fire marshal service to alert the residents to fire and also to meet the fire service on arrival and direct them towards any fire could be. We've also provided detailed advice to residents about what to do in the event of a fire. And of course, this premises has a simultaneous evacuation policy, unlike other ones that would have a stay put policy. In the event of a fire happening, all of the residents have been advised clearly to make the way out of the building. In addition to that, then, the knowledge of those local crews is really important when it comes to actually dealing with a fire. And again, it just emphasised, we've tested the dry riser system in this premises only on Sunday past to confirm that we can get an effective water supply and fight a fire should a fire occur in the building. So I'm quite confident that the risk has been reduced as a result of that, and that, of course, the residents' safety is our priority over the 4-week period ahead.
And the neighbouring tower block, it's 100%, no problems with it at all.
The neighbouring tower block, it was modified in, I think it was only 2011, and that extensive refurbishment addressed many of those shortfalls that still exist in Block B, and therefore there's a completely different picture in that Block A in that regard.
Were people at risk when it was a hotel? Were risks taken back in that generation that can't be taken now or wouldn't be taken now or that we're more aware of now, risks that people may not have been aware of?
Well, I think the risk actually only gets introduced through time as modifications are made to the building. So back when this premises was built in the 1970s, it was built to the fire codes at that time. But of course, as a building changes and evolves, there is new services installed and different system, or different layouts, internal layouts, etc. And that's where problems can arise as a building's modified through time. So back when it was built and operating as a hotel, a very, very different scenario as to what the use of the building is today. And in fact, the fabric of the building as it is today.
Okay, Jeff, thank you very much indeed. And our good wishes to the residents, indeed, our thoughts with them, because it's a serious upheaval when there is a setback like that. Fire Commander Jeff Somerville, thank you indeed.